Amplify your career through training and development solutions specifically designed for federal government professionals. From courses to help you attain or retain certification, to individualized coaching services, to programs that hone your leadership skills and business acumen, Management Concepts optimizes your professional development. Online, in person, individually, or groups, it's training that's measurably better. Learn more at managementconcepts.com. That's managementconcepts.com.
Community, man, I appreciate y'all.
What's happening, people?
Info Joe, Los Angeles, in the building.
Adrian, the problem wrong, the man from the frozen tundra.
Keem, straight out of Florida.
Liz Lowe, Decatur, Georgia.
You already know what it is. It's the Queen, Martha K, Detroit, stand up.
David Maldonado, New York City. Yo, Ness, don't cut me off, man. Don't cut me off.
King Amin of Essex, catch me for them championship rounds.
Big Super Matt, Plainview, Texas.
Davidian in Buffalo, God bless you all.
Jesus Christ.
Without Chai, it ain't nothing. Without the callers, it ain't nothing, man.
Bad Girl, TKO, San Diego, California.
Big Fish Vegas, Palm Beach, Florida.
Intrigued the Incredible, straight out the ATL.
James Benitez, Huntsville, Alabama.
It ain't hating, it's just the truth.
Showkid, Mount Vernon, New York, suckers.
SDS Promotions.
Coach Mide from London, UK.
Let's go!
Checking in from Tennessee, it's Lethal James, P-A-Y-N-E. It's Lethal.
Line 6, Reed, just spreading that boots gospel.
Both from Bama, only in America.
Well, I'm a true attestation to the American dream.
King Born, Crown Heights, Brooklyn, you heard? Four chicken wings and french fries. Breakfast
of
champions. Let's get to it.
JT, New Orleans, Louisiana.
Stuff like that.
Yo, TVV, this Coach J-Mac. New Orleans, Louisiana, 504, baby.
What have you?
C-Y-E.
California.
Like the video, subscribe to the channel, join YouTube members and Patreon for some.
This is the number one pound for pound and two division champion, Marvin the Tank Furman from Dallas, Texas.
Mr. DPC, baby.
LB Sutherland from DC to Stunt City, Bomb Squad.
Brandon Maurice, aka the AJ Trucker, straight out of Cincinnati, baby.
Madback 100, U.S. Virgin Islands.
Chick Chickarelli, Hollywood, California.
Louis Reyes, Boston, Mass. Yo, drop that SDS shit,
this
son.
This message was brought to you by SDS Promotions.
The voice of the people, there is no equal. You can add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. TheBoxingBoys.com.
As I always say, please make sure you push the thumbs up. Share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast. This is TBD for life. If you ain't on Patreon,
what up, what up, what up? Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. It is Thursday, previews and prediction day, where, you know, we have to now decide, put our thinking caps on, who's going to win this 50-50 fight.
What 50-50 fight you talking about?
What do you mean? Pedro Campa, he's taking on Teofimo Lopez, the take back.
And that's a 50-50 fight to you, champ?
Oh, you haven't heard.
What?
People picking Campa by knockout.
Oh, wow.
I seen where somebody said Campa was going to knock out Teofimo.
I'm trying to tell you, son. Homie, big as hell. Did you see the face-off or are you over here playing juegos?
I mean, I was at the media workout yesterday.
Okay, so what?
I mean, I'm not sure what
I know your eyes is good. You tell me what you saw. Was Campa, does he look that level when he's shadow boxing? No. Does he look like he on that level?
No, he be. My man's ain't looking right.
What?
And he flat-footed than a motherfucker.
I mean, that's because they generate power. When you flat-footed, you generate power. This is Wilder's flat-footed. Okay. He's just athletic.
Yeah, no, I don't see it.
You don't see it?
No, I don't see it.
Well, Pedro Campa said, I'm going to take that victory, and I'm going to take it to my people in Sonora. Yeah, so.
No, I hope people
pulls
it off.
That was a pretty whack-ass quote. They kind of asked for a better shit than that.
I hope he pulls it off, you know.
Only 700, almost 700 people liked it in about 1 hour. Not bad, Pedro. You know, we never knew Navarrete, let's be real. We never knew Navarrete. Dog Bay upset Magdaleno in a way that we thought he was a tank, a monster, if not. And then Navarrete showed up. So, and he was primarily from Mexico. Can you check his resume? Does Navarrete have any fights before Dog Bay of note? Or was he just a Zanfa producto? You know?
I'll check that for you, Chad.
While you do that, I will screen share what is not the face-off. That was Xander, who everybody loves. He was doing a face-off where him and his opponent would not step away. They wouldn't look away. It was like, no, you look away first. I'm not looking away.
No, actually, Dog Bay's first...
Exactly what I said.
Yeah, that was his first fight.
And before that, it was what? All Mexico fights, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So all I'm saying is, I know a lot of y'all don't believe me. Oh, look at Ness. Yeah, right. He's going to upset Tio, man. Fuck out of here, man. You don't know shit about boxing. That boxing voice dude, he full of himself. All I'm saying is, Navarrete was also a dude that only fought primarily in Mexico and we never heard of until he put all types of pause. And Dominican people...
To be fair, though.
Dominican people, we say, que le dio hasta besito. So he hit him so much, he even kissed him. It don't sound right. It don't translate right in English, but you know, you get the drift.
Word.
Let me see if we can find you a Tio one. Here goes Tio and Campa. And look at what I'm saying. This is why people thinking maybe there'll be some sort of knockout. Look at the size of Campa. Is that boy a junior middleweight or what? Are you looking at this or what? Or what? And Campa ain't staring away. Why he look like an oversized Nonito Donaire? Like, oh shit, Tio's fighting a giant Donaire.
I definitely could see it from the side, no question. No question, see that from the side.
Tio got the cargos. Uh-oh. See? So what do you call that? He don't got the all blacks. That's black and white. So is he like almost in?
Nah.
Because he got the white soul. Does that make him almost in the mode?
No. It's either, you know, the full thing or nothing.
So shoes like this. This just statement, fashion statement. Yeah, this ain't sending it. No subliminal.
Nah, no subliminal.
Ain't no secret subliminal in there. Nah. Black and white don't mean take back?
Nah. All black, let's go do a hit. Hoodie on, they like, who is that? Mm. Nah, this ain't that.
Because if you're doing a hit, then it's like, yo, no, he had the white bottoms. Yeah. Black shoes with white bottoms. Yeah. I know it's him.
You got all black. All black. Nah, but, you know, that's just, you know, a fashion
statement.
Yeah, so
he just went with the white and black for the fashion.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie, seeing them side by side. Yeah. I saw both yesterday.
He said, I'm not gonna lie. You see, first he was like, yo, they talking, the streets is talking, and they like, yo, because first of all, I don't think y'all heard this. Let me show y'all this though, because this is the thing. It ain't just that Campa's big, is that Tio still delusional? So delusion mixed in with a game opponent, you might get your ass beat. You know what I'm saying? Because you ain't really locked in. But look at this. Shout out to Marcos.
First, and then we could talk about it. I mean.
You know, the funny thing is.
Here quickly, we go. Just in 10 seconds or less, if you and Devin were to fight at 140 pounds, what happens?
Sign a contract first, and then we could talk about it. I mean, like, that's it. Now, I don't want to talk about these guys, man. Why am I going to give them something that they haven't even earned? They haven't earned it, bro.
Keep listening, y'all.
That's all played out, man. These guys are man-made. And man-made. I feel like all y'all know that because y'all under payroll, under their payroll.
Look.
Majority of y'all under their payroll. So y'all got to talk about these boys. I'm going to expose all of y'all too at the same time. I'm just going to do it in God's timing because I think it's flaw. I think it's messed up. I think it's wrong.
It's flaw.
How people got to pay to make themselves there. I didn't pay myself to make it here. I worked my ass to make it here. And that's what's going to last longer than them. You know what I'm saying? They say it like this. Of course, fast success builds ego. Slow success builds character. And that's why even though they do what they do, they all want to be Teofimo and deep down inside. They want to know how I do it. They want to know how I think. But that's all God's creation, man. He gives me the keys and the universe gives me the ways to do it. Yeah.
So I think that's a major reason why, you know, an upset is possible. You know, he sounds like the same Teo that fought George Camboso that thinks he's greater than and everyone is under than him. So that delusion mixed in with a game opponent that's bigger than you, we'll see, man. We'll see. Plus, this is his first fight back off surgery. I'm picking Teo. You know, if you're intelligent, you're obviously picking the A side. I'm saying let's not totally sleep on this guy who seems to be bigger and needs the opportunity. Let's be real. Yeah, no. If anyone needs this opportunity, it's Pedro Campa.
Yeah, no, obviously a moment of a lifetime for him, just like it was for George Kambosos. Granted, no physical belt, nothing on the line in that sense, but at the end of the day, you know, T.O. himself, that name holds plenty of value, obviously, being with ESPN and whatnot.
He'll get an automatic ESPN deal with Top Rank if he beats T.O. They'll sign him. Let's be real. We should find out.
I'd hope.
That's how we find out how good he is. Is he with Zampa? Is he with was Valdez's old manager? It's like father and son, same name.
The Beltran?
Mm-mm. Is it? What's the first name? Is it with an F? It's definitely with, let me look it up. I got it on my phone.
Let me see. We got average boxing fan, $5 super chat. Says, Campa won't be a walk in the park. Pitbull was also flat-footed, taking William Cepeda over JoJo Diaz and Teo for the win via war.
Yeah, that's crazy about Cepeda.
Yeah.
It's like William finally gets a shot, and it's against JoJo. Yo, JoJo is falling from graces. They serving him up to their undefeated guy. It's do or die. It's do or die. That's crazy. I thought his name was still worth like another fight versus, I don't know, Tevin Farmer. He did that. 135, right? And he beat Fortuna already. There is nobody else relevant on that lower level with the 135. Like, who else that's not the top? Not Devin, not Tank, not Ryan.
Linares coming off that loss.
That's what I'm saying. They ain't going to do that. Linares ain't worth the money. They serving him up to William. That's crazy. There's no one else big enough for them to do a fight with. Like, if Linares was still, you know what I'm saying? He ain't even with them. You know he not with them no more.
Yeah. But that is scheduled for November the 5th on DAZN.
Damn, Campa's a plus 821.
Money line?
Money line. Let me just show you this, because if you use the code BETTBV, you're going to make that money with me.
Bo,
what up,
though? You know, this morning we were talking all-time greats. We were talking about names that the public
remembers
and
speaks of at the water coolers.
One of those names
came up to you at the gym today.
Listen, one of those names is Manny Pacquiao.
Yes.
One of those names, I'm not saying, you know, bigger than those we spoke of earlier, but nonetheless, he's a legend. He's coming back, champ. He's coming back for
again?
Exhibition.
He's trying to take a page out of Floyd's book.
Yep,
I get it.
Yep, he's doing an exhibition December the 10th in South Korea.
Oh, wow.
Against famous South Korean YouTuber DKU.
Wait. Isn't South Korea like...
No, that's North Korea.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Man, Pacquiao. Yo, we never spin the wheel for my mans in them, dog. We don't do that around these parts.
Yeah, let's go ahead and spin the wheel for my people's average boxing fan.
Let's see what your $5 get you. Uh-oh, Fraqua. Nah, Benavidez, the monster, the Mexican monster. He got that name from Mike. I am Mike Tyson. Do you want to be in that raffle? All you got to do is send another $10. If you want to, if not, we still read your super chat nonetheless.
And we appreciate you just as much.
Just as much. If not even more. Because you sent that super chat with no intentions.
Yo, did you pay attention to the video I sent you?
Video you sent me when? Because
No, I showed you. The video I showed you.
The video you showed me right when? Here. When did you show right me here. A video? Yeah, who that? Pedro Campa right hand? Or that Shane Mosley Jr.?
And that's me.
But who is that? Shane Mosley Jr. punching?
Yeah, that's Shane Mosley Jr.
Punching bones?
Punching me.
I swear I said oh, that's the same you. Thing.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I thought you was bones.
I've lost that much weight.
Yo, when you posting that?
I don't know, whenever I feel like it.
Oh.
Next time, don't use the body shield, bro. Like,
nah, what the hell you want him to not use? Were you crazy?
Nah,
I want. You talking about be like Rain Garcia, drink Gatorade, and just take him to the body.
No, I didn't. I said take the body shot just like Teofimo did. From that
what the hell? Why yeah. would he do that?
What's the dude name there?
Nah, punch bro.
Tio?
Yo, nah, didn't bro. He? No.
Broke his rib or something, right?
That's what I'm saying. My mans was in the hospital after that.
Nah, bro.
Like. We'll visit you at the hospital, I promise.
Why?
Wow. And we're like
first
a
of all,
Zoom.
First of all, Sugar Shane Mosley ain't making Danny viral. So I would say no.
Right, it's a big hell no for me, bro.
Man, they're going to say boxing voice, co-host, ringwalk Danny gets bodied by super middleweight.
That don't sound right. That don't sound right. But speaking of him... I wonder if he going to get that Berlanga fight. We ain't heard from Berlanga since that fight. That's a long vacation. Last I seen, he was like in Tahiti, Tejada, come on, pretty mama. Nah, he was definitely somewhere like in the Mediterranean.
Yeah,
though.
And then he was in Dubai, too.
Oh, oof.
Yeah, he was in Dubai,
them,
too. Yeah.
He playing them rich boy games.
Yeah.
Yo, if Ryan got $2 million for Fortuna, how much he get for that Angulo fight?
Yo, my man was just like in the car with El Alfa.
Oh, I don't really fuck with Alfa, man.
Yeah, but he's still big, no?
I don't know why people in DR love that dude like that. Oh, that well. Music be trash.
Maybe it wasn't El Alfa. He was in the car with somebody.
No, but Alfa is huge. It probably was El Alfa. He's on everything. Like they fuck with him heavy, but he's whack to me. Like, super-duper trash.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Shout out to
I
you.
I guess I'm just older at this point, and that's not real music for me.
I mean.
You know?
Ain't he about not with it. Anuel age, you know?
Nah, he ain't fucking Anuel's age. I mean, I know this other kid, Bad Bunny, and he only like 21. That kid got the world in his hand. He young. If anything, it was 21 when I found him. So, yeah.
Yo, what you think of him in that WWE deal? Ness?
I mean, I think that's great for him. Look at the T.O.
I mean, you found them a minute ago because Bad Bunny's 28, but.
Wow. That time flies, boy.
Yeah, he found them a minute ago.
Let me see how long could it have been.
That was 2015.
Me and you?
Nah, 7 years ago. Nah, that was before me and you.
2015. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I met you 2018.
That sounds about right because I bet you that's when he dropped. Hey, yo, and I thought he was whack at first when he first, because the first thing that he had that was like hitting was Creepy. How that shit go? I can't even remember. That's how long ago it was. Yeah, just like that. It's something like that. Hey, y'all, look, get it. Creepy, get it.
Yeah,
some shit.
That's Farruko and Bad Bunny, but yeah, that was 2017.
Wow, so he still got shit. See? I that's the first. I'm like, who the fuck is this shit? This shit corny.
He was 23 when you first.
Bruh, I thought it was corny. And then I go watch the motherfucking video, and it's even, you know, he's crazy. He's like the Lady Gaga of Latin reggaeton and shit. So I'm like, what the hell? Who's this dude in the video?
Right here. So guys, let me tell you all something. Bo and I was laughing at you. Why? On the way here, because we like, yo, why the fuck doesn't us entertain these guys, right?
What
the,
guys? Oh, y'all blocked them in the middle.
Yeah, I blocked
them. Why y'all ain't let me?
Because
I was having fun.
Because, bro, he was.
You ain't see I sent them a laughing out loud emoji?
Yeah, I seen all that, bro.
But it's going to be like 3 weeks later and y'all still going back and forth.
Yo, like, y'all got to let me play with them,
but
man.
But look, though. So that happens, and I totally forgot where I was going with this.
So I'm going to tell them what you were saying. So basically, we get. Every day we get troll accounts. But let me tell them, every day we get troll accounts.
I remember though.
Where they're like, oh, if you want, we could get you verified. Oh, we can help the algorithm. So, you know, I always hit them with the laughing out loud emoji. Like, man, get your ass out. I'm always fucking with them. They're like, no, sir. I'm real service. Just try me. So I like keeping the dialogue going, but never fucking with them. But these guys always block them, man. I like fucking with them dudes, yo. They be stupid.
Yo, so because you was entertaining that, I wanted to entertain one live on the show, right?
Oh, shit.
So we got this guy right here.
Where is it from? Your own?
Cause nah, it's from the Boxing Voice. Oh, let me see.
You must have it in the general.
It's nah, I mean, I don't know. It's on the Boxing Voice. So the last. Okay, I was the last person to respond to him.
When?
And that was in July. But look, so he been sending messages. He said. Teofimo is looking scary and dialed in. He said, y'all some Teofimo haters. But then he takes it back, right? He says, every single pick.
Oh, you talking about David? He ain't no troll.
Oh, this a real person?
You fucking faking it right now. Bro, that's David Maldonado, man. He's the T.O. fucking. He might be T.O.'s brother, bro. He's T.O.'s brother, bro.
Damn. I thought it was a troll, bro, because I couldn't believe it. It was just message after message after message. But we got Donald Banks, $2 super chat. Says, Ness, I'm going to be in Vegas this weekend. I'm going to slide through.
All right.
Where are you sliding through, champ? El Alfa, a master politician, they say.
A master politician? I don't know. He probably fucking... got all the Dominican politicians in his pocket. But,
yo, just like my man's accused. Yo, that's funny, let me tell you. He said.
Oh, Berlanga suspended. That's why we ain't heard from that motherfucker. Remember, he went on Mike Tyson on the nigga.
Oh, yeah. He did get suspended for what, 6 months?
I don't know.
Yeah, it was till December. It's till December.
Yo, and that's the problem right there with boxing.
It's till December.
That's the problem right there with boxing, though. My man on vacation on suspension. That shit don't even count. Like, you got to be suspended from an actual fight. They should keep that shit quiet. Like, shh. All right, you bit somebody. Cool, motherfucker. We got you. And now it's like, Berlanga versus Erickson Lubin is like, ha-ha, you thought you was fighting, motherfucker. You're suspended. Remember that shit you did? Because now you just chilling. Like, most big names only fight twice a year anyway. So it's like, oh, suspension, a vacation, and a training camp.
And why?
That's literally what they do. Look, he went on vacation for about a month and a half. You know, you got 2 more months to just chill. They call your fight 3-month, 2-month camp. Your suspension's done. That's some BS, bro.
So look, Ness, this is what I was telling you. His suspension is over like a day after or 2 days after the Madison Square Garden card that Top Rank does every year after the Heisman. It's a big card because it's always after the Heisman presentation. And that's my prediction that they're going to get him
approved before time.
Yeah, they're going
to,
you know.
He's going to have to do community service.
They're going to be like, look, man, it's 2 days. Let him fight. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, they'll fake like he did community service. He completed an online anger management. Oh, Berlanga went to anger management. New York State Athletic Commission approved the early termination. He only had 2 more days, but he completed a 6-month course. I'm telling you, bro, they'll play it off easy. It's nothing. It's nothing. That's how they should do it anyway. PR, get your game up.
Word.
For real. And I don't mean Puerto Rico. I mean
8 Crown 7 Relations. With a $20 soup chat.
Damn. 8 Crown, where you been at? 8 Crown. I even had a he used to super chat and call in so much I had like a sound bite. Where is that?
8 Crown and Young Jesus.
Yeah, it's around somewhere. But go ahead, you got it.
He says, what's up, Nas, Danny, and Bo, TBV, we here.
We in here. Where is your soundbite? That's what happens when you don't call in no more. I lost it, bruv. It's in here somewhere. We know that. Just don't know where. But
damn, my man's just pressing buttons.
We locked in, baby. He locked in. Wait, that was a 10, a 20, or 50?
That was a 20.
100?
That was a dub.
A dirty?
That was a dub. Big old
$20. Yo, you know we got to talk about that Ashanti shit again. I don't care that this ain't untitled, bro. Because I told you. See, I reacted first, bro. Then everybody's not then, but I mean, because I ain't that, you know what I mean? But people reacted after, wow, and people like really tight, yo, I seen that. The streets is like, bro, my man talking about shit 20 years later.
But,
like,
yeah.
Yo, Bo, you seen it yet? No? IBO shirt for my mans and them. Who was that?
$10, 8 crown, 7 9.
8 crown and Young Jesus.
So we got another spin for you, champ. One more spin.
So he on an IBO shirt and another spin.
One more
spinny spin. Spinny spin.
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 And what
so
we got next?
So we got the TBV hoodie. TBV hoodie. So if you want that, that's another $5. Or if not, you know, it is what it is. You was just sending some love. But the IBO shirt, you is in the runnings for that. And that is a crown. All right. And, bruh, first let me see what else we got in this pre-pro. So a couple of fights we got to announce. Actually... Do you care to, let's discuss the Anthony Joshua footage. What about that? Did you see the Anthony Joshua footage, my friend?
I did, yes, I did.
You seen how he's out here looking like a beast?
Looking nice.
But I'm sad to see that that's Angel Fernandez, right? And not Robert Garcia. But you see him... It's crazy. If he really goes out there and uses the technique and style that Nesta had been recommending for the first fight, I'm be mad. I ain't gonna front. Them left hooks to the body look amazing. I ain't even gonna front.
Yeah, no, they look sharp, like they're gonna precise, do some damage.
Let's hear this shit. Right.
Boom. Yes.
Mm-hmm. This shit would have went viral if it was with motherfucking Robert. Yes. I don't get what they doing here.
Yes. Mm,
that left hook to the body, serious.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little three-piece.
Yes.
What you think, Bo?
I think Usyk going to potentially get a stoppage.
So this means nothing to you?
No, sir. I've been watching Anthony Joshua train for a long time, and it don't look too different from anything I've seen previously.
Nah, you stunting. We ain't never seen him getting that aggressive. And
on the pads,
yeah, and going to the body like that. Nah, I don't remember that. I mean, I'm not saying you lying.
Blog talk.
What
they asking for? Blog talk.
Yes, sir. I like blog talk.
David Maldonado, my boy.
And then
Gonzalez in the chat. ¿Qué onda, mi gente? What up, people?
What up, David?
David
Maldonado.
Who said David?
You said he asked him for blog talk, brother.
Oh, yeah, he asked for blog talk.
What is up with you, brother?
Yeah, I was on to the next thing, bro. My bad.
On to the next one. Yo, so what you do during your day, your time off,
bro? Bro, I actually saw this movie you've probably seen.
Which one?
Venom.
Oh.
Yeah.
You went to the movies or you rented that?
Nah. Hulu.
Is that like
Hulu, champ? Yeah.
Is that like out already?
Yeah, Hulu.
I bet you liked it.
Yeah, our new intern put me on. She was like, yeah. So
bet you liked it.
It was cool.
Secretary.
It was cool. True. Oh yeah, Bo hired her now. She's no longer the intern. Bo has
officially hired her.
Took on that payroll
and
has hired her.
Nice. Tall glass. Congrats. Congrats on the new hire. Shout out to Bo.
Shout out to Bo making shit happen.
Bo Mason in the building. All right, what were we doing that I was just got? We were showing you the Anthony Joshua. And then we got Clarissa Shields versus Savannah Marshall. All women's undercard. And Clarissa just had a media workout today, no? I was so sad that she was in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, wow.
Word, man.
You could have drove down.
I would have drove down for my girl Clarissa.
Yeah, you could have been there.
I wonder what it is, man. Why can't she get that? Know what I mean? Like that. She's done it all, bro. Look, she had a media workout, and that was Thursday. Like I said, today. So it is over. It did happen at, what, like 12 maybe?
Okay.
So we got a few Clarissa Shields quotes. She says, and this is on how she feels in training a month away from the fight. My body feels good and looks good too. I'm in great spirits. Everybody keeps asking me about my nerves. Sadly, I don't have any nerves before any fight. I'm super excited to fight. I don't know why, but I just enjoy it. Training camp is really the hardest part leading up to the fight. People say that the fight is going to be the hardest part, and I don't believe that the fight will be harder than me putting in 3 different training sessions per day with 4 miles of sprints and me coming to the gym and doing second sessions. I don't believe that one night a 10-round fight with Savannah or any other woman would be harder than my training. That is true, and I like what she's talking about right there. That's a lot of, you know, she doing it. If she doing 4 miles worth of sprints, wow.
Yeah, no, she putting the work in, and I mean, she's
she gonna have to. You're gonna have to box. She gonna feel the power that she thinks is not there. Like, I don't care who Savannah's knocking out. You don't just. I said the same thing about Wilder. You can't just knock people out and not have power. Like, if it was like that, everybody would be knocking out everybody, which they don't. Everybody fights, you know, matched competition on the way up, but not everybody gets knockouts on the way up. So when someone does, when a Belanga comes along, you know, when a Marshall comes along, a Shadeja Green, a Wilder, you gotta respect that up until those knockouts totally dissipate or disappear. Feel me? But I got another quote on the rivalry with Savannah Marshall. I don't know if I dislike Marshall more or was it Christina Hammer? I don't know. I know both of them are just idiots. Savannah Marshall, she says some of the dumbest things. She said if she walked around calling herself the GOAT, that her friends would slap her, as they should. You have one belt. Please don't call yourself the GOAT. Please don't. The only people who I think have any right to call themselves the GOAT is Katie Taylor and Amanda Serrano. Everyone else, zip it. Savannah Marshall, zip it. You've been pro for 5 years and only have one belt. Of course your friends should slap you. I should slap you for talking about wanting to be the GOAT. Or you're the GOAT because you beat me 10 years ago? Psst. I like that. That was good. That was a good one.
That was a good one. And shout out to Clarissa. You know, I'm excited for that fight. You know, I really wanted to.
I do think that's an issue, Danny.
What?
I know you're excited.
Okay.
But why is it that this girl who's the alleged boogie woman, so good, has been with 3, 4, 5 promoters, 3, 7 networks, only one belt?
I mean, I think that from the beginning, they always wanted to pursue that Clarissa fight in the pros. You know, she was with Mayweather Promotions for a while. She was on that Mayweather-McGregor card. And, you know, that never came about. And Clarissa I just felt that she started off just on a way hotter track and just Savannah couldn't catch up.
Which is weird, right? Like, having Matchroom at one point, she's always been with Peter Fury. You know, she was with Mayweather at one point. She's with Boxer now. It's like, you've had a lot of people navigate that career and no one can put you in position. And I'm going to be real. I think that the fight we should have gotten, and I know she's blackballed, you know, because of her fight with Franchon Cruz, but Marshall's versus Alejandra Jimenez, I want to see that, man. I want to see that. Jimenez is a fucking animal. And I'm ready to give her a pardon like we did Big Baby and other people that have tested positive, you know what I mean? just get them on stricter drug testing so that we know the people that are fighting them are safe. But, man, I got to see that style again clean, you know, knowing that it was just her, all her. But
yeah, she hasn't fought since, man. It's been over 2.5 years.
Has she really been out the ring that long?
Yes, over. That was
That's crazy, man.
That was January of 2020.
I want to say Pepe whatever, right? Pepe Toño Suleiman or something is her promoter, bro. It's crazy, man. That is, I wonder. Yo, and one fight, bro. That's crazy. You know she was a heavyweight champ? She lost all that weight, bro.
Yeah.
So on Marshall's Power, Savannah Marshall's Power, Clarissa had this to say, and I quote, "This whole talk is overblown. A lot of people don't realize how many haters I have. I'm one of the most sought-after women boxers. People pay a lot of attention to me. But I have a lot of haters because of how great I am. It's kind of like I'm Floyd Mayweather, but I'm a woman. Oh, shit. It's kind of like I'm Floyd Mayweather, but I'm in a woman's body, you know?" Shout out to Clarissa the Quote, yo. Speak it, believe it, receive it, man.
Yeah. Who do you think is the WBC heavyweight champ, the female heavyweight champ right now?
Is it that old woman?
Do you know her? But it's, I mean, I wouldn't call her old.
40?
I mean, I don't even know how old she is. But, yeah, you know exactly who she is.
Let me see.
Take a guess.
I don't know.
Take a guess.
I don't know.
Honestly,
I don't have a name.
Caribbean.
Yeah, but I don't have a name. I don't remember the girl's name. I can't tell you a name I don't remember.
Anna Gabriel?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Heavyweight? She moved up?
I mean,
that's the only Caribbean woman I've boxed right now.
Technically, because she won it at 77, so.
Okay.
But.
Hey, light heavy. Well, no, she skipped cruiserweight.
Yeah, but it was the WBC heavyweight title on the line, so she is currently the heavyweight champ. Mm.
Yeah, I mean, listen, she got a name, baby. She got a name. But I bet you once a real heavyweight come out there, she going to be like, vacate.
Yo, and it was crazy because her last fight, so. She fought for the vacant WBA light heavyweight title and for the vacant WBC heavyweight title.
Wow.
And her last fight was at super welterweight.
They just want to get a belt around her.
Right.
It's because she's a name, bro. She's a name. But what else we got on the docket?
So, yeah. I mean, we might as well obviously go over this weekend's card. You know.
I thought we did that.
Well, we did not know. So, tomorrow night in Arizona, we have the Tevin Farmer, finally, the Tevin Farmer-Mickey Bay fight.
It's going down.
That is on Redemption pay-per-view. That is a 10-round lightweight attraction. You got Lorenzo Truck Simpson co-main event. You got Tremaine Williams on the card as well. So, for you, boxing has definitely a fight to tune into, a card to tune into. We will be doing a live fight chat for that. Saturday, so really quick on that main event, Ness. Any final predictions?
Tio.
Nah, I'm talking about Tevin Farmer and Mickey Bay.
May the best man win.
All right.
Can't pick sides, man. August, both my boys.
August 13th, so Saturday, ESPN here in Vegas. We got the Teofimo return. But on the card, just a couple guys. Definitely got to point out Charlie Sheehy, lightweight, 4-round attraction. Troy Isley, 6-round attraction at the middleweight division. We got Duke Reagan, 6-round attraction at the featherweight division. Andres Cortez, he's back since his sensational knockout on that Shakur undercard in the 8-round, 130-pound attraction.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data ever. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Main event of the night, Xander Zayas versus Elias Espadas. And you showed that face-off earlier, Ness. Neither guy wanted to turn around. 8-round junior middleweight attraction. How do you see that fight playing out?
I'm going with the red hot contender. Is he a contender yet?
I would call Xander. Yeah, I would call him a blue chip prospect, right? On his way to that contender status. Yo, I spoke to him yesterday. Head over to youtube.com/theboxingvoice, where I asked him, you know, right now, boxing fans are critical of Puerto Ricans, saying that, you know, there truly is no, you know, definitive face of Puerto Rican boxing. I'm like, many have even gone to call Shakur Stevenson the face of Puerto Rican boxing.
Yeah, David Maldonado.
And, he said he loves it. He's like, you know, of course, I'm trying to be that face of Puerto Rican boxing, but, you know, I'm glad that Shakur has embraced, you know, the Puerto Rican in him, and I'm glad that the people have embraced him. So, you know, go check that out. That was just a snippet, a little bit of what him and I talked about yesterday after his media workout.
Yeah, man. Kenny Sims fights next week, right?
Yes, sir. Sunday, Caribe Royal Casino in Orlando, Florida.
So what is up with that? Like, how does he beat the dude that they cut, works out in the gym, but doesn't get signed? What's up? What's going on?
I don't know, man.
Who's his manager? Oh, you don't know who Kenny's manager is? Man, what's up with you? I mean, what's up with you? I mean, what's really up with you? I mean, I'm kind of asking what's up with you.
I mean, ain't shit up with me, bro. We doing a show. You good? We good, champ.
Yo, that is true. What did ever happen to Danielle Perkins that was training with, what, Kay or somebody? She was that Olympian. She had the dress.
She came out last year.
Yeah, and then disappeared.
It's probably been like 1 year max.
Bro, wasn't she with Clarissa's manager, Mark Taffer?
She fought on the Clarissa undercard last year.
She was on the Mark Taffer card. She was on that all-pay-per-view card. Like, what's up with her? She better beat up Hannah Gabriels, get that belt.
I mean, she don't really look that good now, though. She, like, literally 40 years old.
Oof, that's what it is. She like, yo, I'm too old for this shit.
Oh, yeah, I remember her.
She like, yo, this is a young girl's game.
Yeah, that was for the silver heavyweight, and yeah, I remember her.
I thought she was about that action.
She ain't fought since. That was nearly a year and a half ago.
Damn, she got that one pay-per-view and was like, this it. I'm out of here.
We got a 316.
Yeah, next month we'll make
316. You know that's Mad Bent Siang?
I don't know. Nobody number.
That's definitely Mad Bent. Let me double check.
Mad Bent, what up?
Oh, yeah, that's my man, Bent.
We that's are talking to Teofimo Lopez return for all you haters in the chat.
Yo, but
it say
you're not even connected, bro.
Mad Bent, can you hear it?
No.
And it say no caller.
It's because you ain't connected. You ain't do this. Nah. Hit that Discord button.
Hold on. All right.
Bo smacking gum in the mic. What's up with this guy? Is you Bo or you Tall Glass?
What the?
Yeah, women smack gun. What's up with my mans over here, yo?
What the hell?
Is that Tall Glass in the mic?
Who we got?
All right, let's see.
Put the Discord back.
Mad Bent, you there?
What up? Oh, shit, he dropped off. Why you wilding, Mad Bent?
To start your show now, press 1. Wow. To hear important instructions,
I've been pressed
press
one.
2.
You got to refresh. One of y'all got to refresh. What's going on?
I pressed it over here, too.
Let's say I'm in. You gotta get
and
in.
And for those of you who don't know, the number to call
the show, only one host is allowed.
Oh, bitch.
Yeah, both of us can't do it, so somebody gotta pick every day.
Number to call in, 425-569-5241. Press 1 time.
Hey, you log in.
We good, though. Get your call through.
No, it say disconnected. You don't see that yellow at the top?
I'm gonna call in. Hold on.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying, but it's all good. It's a slow day, man. T.O. ain't fighting no Dragon Slayer.
Yeah.
Demon on Nelson!
Just Yeah, I mean, let me see. So, Jason Velez is in action this weekend on Fight TV in Orlando. For those of you who would like to tune into that, head over to that. Any of our listeners in the Massachusetts area, there will be a fight in Melrose, Mass, and that will be available on Combat Sports Now. But yeah, I mean, pretty slow weekend.
Look! Look at Bradley. What is Bradley saying here? What is this?
That the Teofimo is back. You know, because we need a young phenom like Teofimo Lopez, loud, boisterous, that has skills, like to dance inside the ring as well. I enjoy his presence in the boxing world, but he needs to be mentally and physically focused, you know, from here on out. You know, instead of the takeover now, the new campaign is the makeover. That's what he needs, a complete makeover, because he was up to bat the last time around, and he struck out. You know, I like singles, I like doubles, I like triples, and I do love home runs. Everybody do. So I'm expecting a young man, Campo. He's a come forward fighter, kind of a counterpuncher at times. I'm expecting this young man to get rid of him at 140 pounds. Knock him out. Well, first of all, I'm glad that Teofimo.
I guess someone interpreted that wrong. Why did they interpret that as Bradley saying he expecting Campo to knock T.O. out?
That's how I read it earlier too. I couldn't remember who said it, but it was Bradley.
That's not the way he meant it. I think he mean this young man is gonna knock out Campo.
That's the way I understood it.
Word.
Bo, who we got? I see a couple callers up there.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna give him a shot.
Who we got in New York? 917.
Oh, that's Maldonado. Let me double check that. See what that's looking like on my end.
On your little cheat sheet.
That is definitely David Maldonado from New York City, the Teofimo supporter.
Listen, they ain't got no new nothing. The writer don't know nothing.
You ain't never pressed one, did you?
We did it first. We did it first.
Your shit yellow.
And we motivate even the greats.
Oh, what a big shot by Lopez. I told everybody.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
What he done to the boxing world? To be number one.
All right, let me go ahead.
SDS Promotions.
David, you there?
Nah, that's the wrong.
David.
Yo, I'm here, bro.
Yo.
Oh, you alive. You alive. What up?
Yo, Ness. Yo, Ness. First off, I haven't called in a minute, bro. So I want to touch on a few things before I get to my guy, Teofimo, to take back Lopez. First of all, you've been on a fucking roll going downhill with your bets. I told you Danny Garcia, El Boricua, the Mexican assassin, the only Puerto Rican besides Shakur Stevenson that's beating all the Mexicans, was going to outclass Jose Benavidez. And you picked Benavidez. The only thing Danny didn't do is knock
my
him
friend,
out. And that's
my friend,
Benavidez,
my friend. Wait, why are you wasting your call, bro? But why you haven't called in a while? You want me to wait and not cut you off? But you're lying. I never picked no fucking David or Jose
or Danny.
Fuck you wasting time over here.
Anyway,
lying and shit. All
right. Anyway, let's get to Teofimo Lopez. Teofimo, and I want to go at Danny because Danny the other day said that this is how he looked for the Cambosos camp. This is how he looked for the June date. Remember, that fight was supposed to happen in June last year. In June, yes, Teofimo was...
Bro, stop. Again, you ain't called it in a while. Stop with the lies. I pulled up with the fucking date and the stamp, bro. It was fight month. It was literally Canelo-Caleb Plant fight week. They had a media workout at a gym that I will not mention here in Las Vegas. I was in attendance. I pulled up the same footage from that day in November, not in June. In November of 2021, AD, right? 2021 AD, after death. That's when that took place, when he was in fucking amazing shape, doing all them pull-ups and shit.
No, but hear me out. I'm not talking about pull-ups. Pull-ups is one thing. So the way that he's trained,
when we was talking about the shape, Ness pulled up that video. I pulled up a video. The video was of him doing all them crazy ass pull-ups and shit like he was Spider-Man and shit.
Okay, let's forget about the pull-ups. As far as dialed in, in June of 2021, before it was postponed because of the Mayweather-Logan Paul fight, he was dialed in. That's what he had Rubio. They had to fire everybody because that fight got postponed so many times, and then all that shit happened. They couldn't afford the training camp. If that fight would have happened in June, Teofimo would have killed them inside six rounds, and there would have never been a Devin Haney versus Kambosos fight. So that's not the same Teofimo. That wasn't the real Teofimo that fought in November.
You sound just as delusional as them. You sound just as delusional as them. That was a hologram? Was it a hologram?
Listen to me.
If it's not the real Teofimo, what was it? If it wasn't the real Teofimo, what was it?
He didn't lose to nobody. He lost to himself.
Yeah, okay.
And when he fights Jorge Campos, he's going to knock Jorge
Campos. Yo, it's because of fans like him that Tio's delusional.
No, because everybody's hating on Tio. Behind y'all, the LDBC channels, and the other weirdo, what's his name?
Bro, we don't know nothing. You calling into this show. You calling into this show lying. So how we hate?
We got to go.
How we hating when you called in lying, champ?
Mad Ben 100, what up?
Tú estás loco? What's wrong with
Mad Ben 100, what up?
What up, what up? Can you hear me?
We hear you.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking up, but it's good to be back. Welcome back, TBV, where everybody wins. I've been winning lately with you guys.
Shout out
anyway, to you. Anyway, Clarissa Shields is the GOAT. She is the GOAT. And like I put in my super chat, hopefully you guys read it, you don't need power to win a boxing match. You just need to box, hit, don't get hit, or hit the other guy more than they hit you. Clarissa Shields beat Marshall. She's a farce. Teofimo, he's probably going to win, but we still got to see his mental shit because he's been talking kind of crazy, like that caller just called in. Very delusional. Saying that it wasn't Teofimo, like it was his hologram or something. His hologram was bleeding.
It was his Holy Spirit.
He lost. Boxing. You know, we have very few people who have a career without a loss. So he lost. It's okay. But we got into a mental shape, he's been like Bradley said. It is the makeover. Let's see if the new weight class serves him right. And, you know, he was Neofimo when he beat Loma. Just like a new Matrix, he had to go back in and save the world again. So, Leslie, what's up? TBV, good to be back. That's my call.
All right, Matt Bent, 100. Thank you for calling in. If you want to call in, you know the number to call is right above our head, 1-425-569-5241. You could also use our Discord to call in on Discord and voice your opinion on this weekend's fights and or any of this week's news and notes, whatever might be out there, you know, that you want to talk about. You can talk about, obviously, everything that's going on with Mike Tyson and Hulu.
You could talk about Deontay Wilder's return against Robert Hellenius.
You could talk about the big overseas gigantic fight, Conor Benn versus Eubank Jr.
You can talk about the ladies super fight September the 10th in London. You know what I'm saying?
You can we can shift gears and talk about I'll save that.
Or we can talk about Joshua Franco being elevated to full champion after Juan Francisco Estrada relinquished the WBA super title.
So, did you happen to see the Rolly? Well, let's see, because I thought Rolly was friends with Teo, so we got to see what's going on here. All right, and that's loading up slow.
Oh, and really quick, something news, not for this weekend, for next weekend.
Uh-huh.
I know people were asking this morning. Press release has been sent out. Usyk, Joshua 2.
Okay.
The TV provider is still to be announced. But the fight will according to the press release, the fight is starting at 10 a.m. Pacific. Once again, the fight, according to the press release, is starting at 10 a.m. Pacific. So that is next Saturday, August 20th.
Yo, so I knew I was right. Teo used to be friends with Rolly, wasn't he? Like, they used to, like, laugh at Tank, call him fat.
Yeah, they used to be friends. All Coach, right. Coach Bullitt actually was there watching Teo work out yesterday and even provided the pads because they didn't have the pads.
Well, here we go. Let's see what we see here with this Rolly.
Teo is a real fighter, you know, and Teo is a real fighter. Even though we do call him Teo female sometimes. No, I'm just
That sounded with love, though.
Yeah.
I think him and Teo won't get into frenemies off that. Those are those YouTube clips where someone can clip a little excerpt from your interview. Shout out to Fight Hub, who took that from Rolly's Instagram and re-uploaded it, allowing it to be accessible for everyone to view. Looks like we might have a super chat. Daniel?
$10 super chat came in from Dre Bogus. Says,
why are you going to skip all those other ones like that?
What other ones?
Man, you wilding, fams.
Oh, shit. Y'all got to refresh this, champ. Do
you
think?
You last off that A crown. We got Matt Bent 100 with a $5 super chat says, Clarissa Shields is the GOAT. You don't need power to win a boxing match. Ask Devin Haney. Undisputed.
Shout out Matt Bent. We'll get a little spin in for you, champ.
Spinning because you about to be winning.
Word. Yo, why is that wrong?
What? The clock?
Yeah.
I don't know. Somebody touched it. Lil Easy E glove, Matt Bent. If you want to win a glove from Lil Easy E, then you know what to do. You got to send another $10 and it'll put you in the running for the Lil Easy E glove. In the meantime, next up is Brandon Lenz with the $5 super chase. Says, Danny, Bo, Ness, got another one for you. Adrian Broner versus Ryan Garcia at 140. No explanations. Just tell us who wins. Ryan Garcia. I'm picking Garcia. Even though he doesn't want an explanation, I'm going to just say, I wish Broner could be tough, like, and just bully him and, like, you know, take him to the streets, like, show him what the hood about. But he ain't going to do that. He's going to keep his hands in his pocket and get beat up. Get beat up.
I believe in Twin. I'm taking AB in that one.
You lying. You a fucking lie. Bo, break the ice with the tie breaker.
In which fight?
Gatorade.
Oh, Bruce Broner.
Broner versus Gatorade.
The way you make sound Gatorade sound pretty gay, but I'm going to go with Gatorade.
You know you're going with Gatorade, man.
That's his biggest Broner, fan.
Nah,
course.
Broner ain't his reflexes, the alcoholism. He don't let his hands
what
go.
What was that super chat, champ?
That was a $5.
That was a $5. We about to spin it for?
Mad Ben 100.
We did that. He landed on a little easy.
Dre Bogus, $10 says, shout out TBV.
Nah,
let me get
man,
that spin.
Why are you wilding, bro?
Bro, I just refreshed the fucking chat, man. What are you talking
you're
about?
You're fucking up, man.
Oh,
That was for Brandon. Brandon, you landed on the hoodie. You know what you got to do. Another $10 if you're down with the hoodie. We got Dre Bogus now with a $10 super chat. Hey, shout out TBV. Let me get that spin.
Yeah, I don't know. I just refreshed it again. Whatever you read, name.
Brandon
up.
Lenz is right there, bro. You just like Ciego.
Nah.
English means blind.
I ain't blind shit, motherfucker. This, shit
this is
said.
For Dre Bogus. $10 super chat. Where you going to land at? Where you going to land at? Oh, you get two spins because you just landed on the TBV. Custom keychain. So we're going to put Dre Bogus in that. And then we're going to spin one more time. Because out of 10, you got two spins. Since you landed on a $5 item. And now you landed on the David, the Monster, Benavidez glove. If you want it, you got to send another 10. Make sure you send that 10 and you say, yo, put me in the raffle for the David Benavidez, the Mexican Monster glove.
Word. Who we got? Who we got, Bo?
You got any callers, Bo? Because I got more super chats. Talk to me.
We looking and
talk
waiting.
Talk to me. Why?
Number to call in, 425-569-5241. Press 1 one time.
One time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. All right. So, we did the Rolly thing.
Let me see what else is out there. Josh Taylor versus Jeremiah Sponce, ordered by the IBF.
Yep.
Heads to August 23rd.
Now Josh Taylor has to vacate the IBF if he wants to keep his word of fighting Jack Catterall. The poor man will be stripped of all his belts.
All but one.
Just to right a wrong. Like, that's crazy. He's lost so much steam, too, just allowing these strippings. Like, what the fuck is he doing, bro?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously.
He's lost mad steam.
He had the
and he got the MTK situations. That's
well,
what it is.
Well, no, I'm saying he had the injury going into the first original Catterall fight, which was scheduled for December. That was already 7 months after the Ramirez fight. Then, you know, that got postponed until February. It looks like
someone figured out how to
and then
dim it.
Okay. Yeah, Micah, actually.
Shout out to the secretary.
That Bo Hyatt today.
She is the truth.
We got 206 on Block Talk.
206.
That sound like Seattle. Seattle, big city of dreams. Let me double check that. But I think he on the team. He might be my man Dominic from The Wash. Even though it cried. I messed up. The whole song was what?
Yeah. Dominic? Let him in.
Oh, you muted him?
Yeah.
You muted him?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, every cheater has their day.
SDS promotion.
He has a good power, he has a good skill, but most of people think about him like he's untouchable.
Look at him go! Love my word, people!
There was the best fighter since Floyd Mayweather.
I'm gonna tell you the truth about Canelo. Motherfucker easy, man.
Bivol is always gonna be Canelo.
He's still undefeated and still the WWE Heavyweight Champion.
Fucking headband. Canelo. Bullshit.
Wow.
Hey, Ness. Don't cut my call.
What up?
Bro, he hung up.
Seattle, Washington.
It's 415 now. Dom hung up.
What the fudge, bro?
That's why we don't do intros.
That's why we don't do intros.
That's why we don't do intros.
I think 415 is my man AMC Chamaco from Oklahoma. Never man. Again. Let me double check that.
Okay, so 20, he back now. Should I give him another
shot? Yeah, man, go straight to Dom. Dom Wizzle, man.
Dom Wizzle, what up?
My bad. I couldn't hear that. I was like, can you hear me? I haven't called through Blog Talk in a minute. Yo, what's good? I can't wait till Mickey Bay fight. Eventually, Clarissa Sills. Eventually, Anthony Joshua. Tia Fimo, can't wait to see what he's doing. Shout out to David Maldonado. But I don't think he was crazy with his call. He just stated, you know, if he fought in a certain time, maybe Tia Fimo would have been a better Tia Fimo. Just like we've heard with Canelo, if he ate a certain meat, maybe he would have been a better Canelo.
I ain't hear that one.
But yeah, I can't wait to see Mickey Bay and Farmer.
Yeah, I'm excited for that one too.
Maybe Mickey Bay can straighten the eyes up. And Tefimo, can't wait to see what he really does. If it's really this is him. if he can knock this dude out. Definitely can't wait for AJ, man. He's ultimate revamp times three. See if he can beat Usyk, who's looking real good. But I want to see what Usyk's bringing. It's kind of like these dudes. I like watching Anthony Joshua's fights because he improves, but he does something you don't think he would do. So I really want to see what he can do. See if he can handle that weight because, you know, they're almost coming in at the same weight. Just see what it is. That's my call.
All right.
AMG.
Bo, what do you know about this guy named Abraham Montoya?
I know he fight this weekend against somebody.
You on point. You on point.
Could I seen the name?
You watching your odds, huh?
Who does he fight?
Montoya got 3 losses, none by knockout. He lost to Gabriel Flores last by decision.
You know what I'm saying? Who we fight this weekend?
This weekend he will be fighting Andres Cortez. Mm. It's not bad money. Andres is only a minus 990. I might take that as a money line.
I mean, the over-under for the Mickey Bay Tevin Formal fight, like 8.5 rounds or something like that. You don't think they're going to the distance?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Odds much better for that. It's probably like a minus 200 or something.
Let's check it.
Let's check it. Let me get you a screen share real quick so y'all can see how you do, how you supposed to be a better. So my man said Bay and them. We're going to go down here. My man's Bay is all up in here somewhere, right? He on the 13th. 12. So we up. We up here somewhere. Okay. Oh, Tremaine fighting, but yes. He too big a favorite.
The over under for Mickey Bay is minus 800. They know it's going the distance. That's crazy.
But
fight goes to decision is minus 600. So it's a little bit better odds for something we feel like most likely gonna happen.
Can you parlay that though?
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's a was.
What else they got?
What they got for top rank card
is
Saturday?
Who's younger, Tevin? Right.
Yeah, but you know Tevin got a little. You know what I'm saying? In the fight with JoJo Diaz, he showed like a little twitch. You know what I'm saying? That he couldn't get rid
and
of.
And he ain't been back since.
Ain't been back since. And Mickey, it seemed like he got something to prove. Like, Mickey be on edge.
You could definitely sprinkle on Mick. Let me see what that look.
Plus big money.
That look like when you put that in. Damn, he gave you the whole 308. Mm-hmm. Actually, he gave you more than that. Mm. That motherfucker gave you like 350. Put him in that parlay, he gave you 350 worth.
Might have to put some money down, champ.
Yeah, I might have to sprinkle that with a little.
We might have to talk some of these bets tomorrow morning on our 6 a.m.
$2 makes me 7, so that's 3 times my money plus more, so that's not bad.
Yes, indeed. Any more callers, Bo?
I'm going to take that bet.
678. Oh, my gosh. As soon as I said his number, he ran away fast.
I'll take that bet. I took that
little
parlay.
What about on Discord?
Negative.
I took that little parlay. Oh, is this my man, Kevin Johnson?
Yeah, that's Kevin. That's not the 140 Kevin Johnson. That's the heavyweight Kevin Johnson.
Oh, they wildin'.
Call him, Kingpin?
He dead, man. He is a kingpin. He getting knocked over like a pin. Damn. Yo, how they got Troy Isley a minus 1 million?
No. But that's what I'm looking at right now.
How many zeros? What the fuck is that? How many zeros is that? 2, 3, 4. They got 4 zeros. They're minus 10,000. How they want you to bet this shit, man? The fuck is wrong with these dudes?
So you gotta bet that he knock him out, but
they fucking terrible.
It's plus money on the knockout.
I'm about to see if they let me do a everybody fucking parlay.
This the show tomorrow, and that's what you're doing.
Trying to make that money.
Oh, what?
Just trying to make that money.
Do your thing, champ.
Damn, everybody parlay only plus 15. All favorites. We need another favorite. Damn.
The Teofimo Lopez over under. You seen it already, right?
Nah, you know we only fuck with my bookie, man. So we faithful to my bookie, and they ain't gonna have no props till tomorrow, man.
It's 4.5 rounds for their fight.
Today's Thursday. Oh, yeah, T.O. going more than 4 rounds, man. He ain't knocking nobody out no motherfucking.
So if it get to the 5th round, it becomes plus money.
He ain't knocking no motherfucking.
So they think he going to do it before.
He ain't knocking nobody fuck out of the window. He ain't doing it, bro.
Okay.
You believe that just because the bookies do?
Yeah.
Okay, Dre Boga said, need that Benavidez glove. Put me in that because I need that for the collection. So we got Dre Boga in the Mexican Monster glove.
We gotta shout put that out in to there. You, champ.
Where is that? Danny. That says Fraqua. Brandon Lenz is still. Brandon, you the only one in there. You going to win that. That says Danny. Where's that spray ground?
What, in the Fraqua? Yeah, he is the only one in there.
I got Nico, TBV Hoodie, Albert Bell. There go Benavidez. Who this? Dre Bogus.
Dre Bogus with the David Benavidez autograph custom TBV glove.
Word.
425-569-5241. Press one time. If you guys would like to voice your opinion. If not, we will be ending the show.
Oh, he said he's out. He said he's out.
You just said, if it ain't no more callers, y'all know what we about to do. I'm just following
Abraham
up.
Montoya about to get bodied. He do hit. He is a heavy hitter, though. Whoa.
Bo, anybody on Discord?
You don't see that right there?
I'll let you know if somebody
it's somebody on Blog, so let me see who that is.
Just popped up.
We got 240.
240, let me check who you be. 240, that's LV Slugger. Only time I'm going to listen to Brown Bombers when they run first. Yeah, that's LV Sluggers, baby. LV Slugger.
Only time y'all see me in Rays is when I turn into the Bronze Bomber. I want a body. I want a body. He gonna be the body.
The ambulance better be ready. The medical better be ready. The referee better be ready. They better have that towel to be able to throw it.
SDS Promotion.
Is he right?
LV Slugger.
Jesus Christ.
PBB.
Yeah,
now,
you got.
Now he at the zoo today.
What's going on with your background noise?
Can't hear me.
Yeah, we hear you. And everything
y'all
else.
Can hear me?
Yes, and everything else.
Nah. I was just, yeah, man. I'm in the clock, man. But it's still a lot of noise, a lot of background.
Everything yeah. You hear behind you, we hear behind you. So that forklift, all four of them, we hear all three of them.
Yeah, man. I'm in the motherfucker, man. But yeah, T.O., I can't really hear what y'all saying on Blog Talk. So that's why I can't really hear what y'all saying. But, yo, man, T.O. back. You know what I'm saying? He been gone for a little minute. You know what I'm saying? He did do a lot. I ain't going to just say he did what he had to do at 135. But, you know, he had 140. Now let's see if he can get back, you know, at a title run, you know, and make some noise at 140. You know what I'm saying? I do think they're going to try to give him a vacant title shot at 140. But, you know, hopefully he can look good and, you know, Devin do his thing. And eventually he'll move up and that can be a big unification one day at 140, man, Devin T.O. So, you know, I expect T.O. to get the knockout. And, you know, I do eventually see him getting a title shot at 140. You know what I mean? Xander Zayas back. You know, I excited. He was supposed to be on that Berlanga undercard. He was, you know, I believe he got sick or something. So I'm excited to see how he, you know, keep progressing, keep getting better. You know, and hopefully, you know, one day be a champion one day as well, man. But, you know, he definitely been looking good lately. And, you know, they got a lot of little of the prospects on the undercard. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this weekend, you know, and next week as well. You know, AJ Usyk, too. I think that's a big fight in the heavyweight division. I think we one fight away from undisputed heavyweight. So I feel like whoever will come out on top of that heavyweight win, you know, a big payday is on the way. You know what I'm saying? I really don't know who to pick right now. You know, Usyk's coming in bigger. AJ, I know I'm pretty sure he's going to come in more aggressive, so. You know, I'm looking forward to that as well, man. So, you know, as long as we can get this bud spent, man, by the end of the year, I feel like this is going to be one of the better years of boxing we had. So, you know, I just feel like they got to get that done. And if we can call this year, you know, the one of the best in probably like 20 years, man. So,
LV.
You know, that's really all I got. You know, Clarissa, you know, you said something
okay,
about
so
Clarissa.
You can't hear
I expect
me.
Her to wipe out. So that's going to be a wipeout. That's going to be similar to Devin Kambosos. A wipeout, man. But, yeah, that's really all I got, man.
All right, LV, thank you for calling in. We're going out to Amin in Essex.
The king is what I mean. The king is what I mean.
Yo, what's good, TBV fam?
What's up?
Hey, yo, I think... People been a lot. I haven't got a chance to listen to the show. Shout out to my family. They've been keeping me extra busy. But I feel like the consensus out there, you know, especially Tim Bradley, you know, talk about T.O. going to get knocked out or, you know, they got the feel.
I mean, you might have to disconnect that headset, man. That shit got a heartbeat. It's probably dying. Needs a battery. I don't know.
He said it's probably
dying. I don't see
dying.
How LV don't know to just walk in the break room real
better?
Quick.
Go for it.
All right, so look, everybody's kind of hard on
T.O. Nah,
T.O.,
you definitely
man.
Still got that. I don't know what's going on with your phone because it's just you. If I mute you, we don't hear that. So it's your phone. You might want to hang up and call in or something, or you got a short. Is that a landline?
Nah, man, I'm on the iPhone, man. So, I'm going to hang up and see what's good. I want to ruin the quality of the
okay.
show.
Okay, apologies, man. Discord it up, too, man. That shit's still open, man. Hit us up on Discord. We out here rocking out. You know what I mean?
We are on Discord.
If you haven't already subscribed to the YouTube channel, please do so, as it's going to
help with take the visibility of the next show.
We trying to get to the next level, you know what I'm saying?
Road to 1 million.
That's all. We just trying to get to a little punk milli.
A little milli?
Punk mill.
Slight M.
Just a little milli milli,
man. My boy was clapping some.
Let me see, yo. Nah, he still got a heartbeat on his shit.
What's anybody on Discord?
What's going on with his heartbeat?
He said a heartbeat.
What's going on with his heartbeat on his,
Who we got, Bo? Who we got, Bo? Let him know.
Nobody.
Oh, yo, NesGTO, Instagram and Twitter. Catch me on the next one. You seen Sinisa Estrada's going to be coming out here. I reached out to her on DMs, both Instagram and Twitter, man.
Yeah.
Y'all need to keep out an eye, man, and see can we get her up in the studio because she's in Vegas, man. She's in Vegas.
She is in Vegas. But we are the Boxing Boys. I'm your co-host, Ringwalk Danny. Bo, where can they find you?
Bo Mason underscore TBV on IG.
We will be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Eastern. We will obviously look at some bets, see what was making sense the day before the big fight weekend. And we will also be back tomorrow night with the Mickey Bates 7 Farmer Fight Chats. Don't want to miss it. Make sure to subscribe, youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice. We out.
Peace.